Time to find out what's doing around the district with Deputy Mayor of the Muswellbrook Shire Council, Rod Scholes. How are we, Rod?
All right, Ben.
Mate, we caught up with each other on Saturday at Highbrook Park for the Memorial Day. Wonderful event, and at over $20,000 raised. They should be congratulated.
Yes, they should. And all those people who purchased stuff at the auction, I thank them very much. And the memorabilia and actually the jumpers that the boys played in, it's a lovely day.
It is. Fantastic work and money raised, of course, going to Ronald McDonald House, Newcastle. Let's talk a little business. We're talking grants to start with.
Yes, our council has linked into a site called Grant Guru, which is we'll pass on and make it available to members of the Shire. So it's a powerful grant search engine. It's a free one-stop shop website for community and businesses.
So I was going to say, if I was a community group and I was looking for a grant, I just go to that website and that helps me find them and apply for them?
That's right. So this particular website gathers all the information from all the people that have put grants out there, that's both governments and private enterprise, and then you can go to that site, interrogate the site with regards to the criteria that you're particularly interested in, like with regards to your sports, locations, or what you potentially are looking for a grant for. And that's also the site actually aids you with regards to applying for those things as well. And there's over 1,180 grants out there right now, which are valued about $99.5 billion. I recommend that you go to the council's website and click on Grant Guru, and from there on you can register, and then you can use that going forward to help both find the grants and help you to fill them out so that your application is the best that it can be and improve the likelihood of you actually getting that grant.
Yeah, that's a wonderful facility. For those of us that have applied for grants, you know, unless you understand bureaucratic gobbledygook, it can be a really difficult circumstance and a difficult process to go through. So I'm glad somebody has made that simpler. Also, coming up on Thursday, you got a reconciliation event.
On Thursday, at between 10 and 11:30 a.m., there'll be a reconciliation event at the mural there in Simpson Park. And reconciliation for 2021, the theme is more than a word, reconciliation takes action. And it's a time for Reconciliation Week, is another time for people to learn about our shared histories, both white and native, and to explore each group and get an understanding within our groups. And this particular day is important because the 3rd of June 1992, the High Court of Australia delivered its famous Mabo decision, which legally recognised that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have special relationships to the land. And the recognition paved the way for the land rights under the Native Title Act. Our council again invites all the communities to come down there to the mural in Simpson Park on the 3rd of June from 10 and 11:30. There'll be morning tea available down there as well.
Looking forward to that. And just finally, we're not too far away from council elections. You'd like to encourage everyone to put their hand up.
Yes, I'm sure we're all a little bit over elections at this stage, but unfortunately, yes, in September the elections come out. So the important dates to remember are 26th of July, nominations open, and on the 4th of August they close. And that from that time you can actually register any electoral material that you intend to use, and there are very strict rules with regards to that. And on Monday the 23rd of August, pre-filing will commence. So pre-filing will go for 2 weeks, and the actual election day is on the 4th of September from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also importantly, council is actually running a night at the Appleton Room in the Conservatorium from 4 to 6 on Friday the 2nd of July. And this particular night is for women considering standing for local council, because the way of council is it's very hard to get enough women to come on board of council, and they add a perspective and an insight and a way of looking at things that all councils can use. We encourage people from all walks of life to put their hand up for the election if they wish to serve the community. And you've got to remember, council provides infrastructure, facilities, service to residents, and are integral to improving the lifestyle and amenity of local communities. So there's more information with regards to the council elections on the Elections New South Wales government site, and I recommend to anyone who has the time, the ability and the desire to put their hand up and think about running for council.
Rod Scholes, as always, thank you very much for joining us to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district. We'll speak again next week.
Okay, thanks, Ben.